You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. No football this weekend, Tone. What are you going to do to fill your day?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Anxiety. I'm going to be very anxious. I'm going to be particularly anxious that we're going to get a 12-inch plus snowstorm in Washington, D.C.
No, we're not. I mean, the sky's always falling. You've been promising 12-inch snowfalls for 40 years. I've known you. We've had two. You promised two a month. And, you know.
Sheehan says it's going to be big.
I love Sheehan. And, I want to hear.
I'm just telling you, 12 plus is what we're looking at. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, should the Texans trade Deshaun Watson for Trevor Lawrence? Is Tom Brady not yet the GOAT? And should college basketball cancel conference tournaments? But we begin today with Ben Roethlisberger offering to accommodate the Steelers in every way financially just to play next season in Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger said, quote, "I'm pretty sure I want to go one more year. I think I can do it and give us a real chance at winning," unquote. Wilbon, is it a no-brainer for the Steelers to stick with Ben?
No, Tony, it's not a no-brainer because this, I mean, we're sort of at the end. And, you know, I'm not one of those people. To me, Ben Roethlisberger has played all his career being underrated despite winning two Super Bowls. And people just underestimate him all the time, and they have his whole career. And I don't understand that. So, I've been a big Ben fan, a big, big Ben fan.
Right.
But, you can't say it's a no-brainer at this point. If you can do this financially so that the club doesn't have to suffer a paralyzing cap hit, then, yes, I'd like to see that done. I'd like to see Ben Roethlisberger finish, have one more shot at it in Pittsburgh if that's what the team wants. Is it a no-brainer? No. If there are other options, they're going to explore them. That's what football teams do. But I hope it works out.
Yeah, look, I think they owe him something. I think they owe him not to go out like that after he has done what he has done in Pittsburgh. But there are larger questions here. They've got a lot of free agents who are leaving. By the end of the year, that looked like a team that was gasping. Roethlisberger himself was a nothing compared to what he and Cam Newton dropped off the table this year. So what they've got to do, they got to say, is Dwayne Haskins our quarterback of the future? Maybe, but I don't know. They have to ask themselves, Mike, do we go after Matthew Stafford? Do we go after Deshaun Watson? And if they decide to do that, then what is Ben's role next year? Does he become like Eli Manning was with the Giants, where it just ends badly because he's just standing there and not a part of it? And football teams have to consider all of this stuff.
True.
Because, as I said, they don't look good right now.
No, Tony, all that's true. But football franchises also have personalities. And no matter who's running them, and it's still the same people essentially, lineage running the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise.
Right.
Going out and getting some quarterback somewhere else is not what they do. I mean, they got some Super Bowls, right? They got six of them. And the two guys that produced those six Super Bowls, they drafted. I mean, they brought them in. They developed them. They became the face of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not saying they should be slavishly devoted to that model. I'm just saying it seems like that's the personality through and through of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I don't see them going out getting Matthew Stafford or anybody else. But Tony, you're right. There's a lot of factors involved here, and it's going to be a long offseason until they get that stuff figured out in Pittsburgh.
I'm just wondering if they've reached the point where they have to sell off spare parts and be a real rebuilding situation.
They might.
Real rebuild.
They might.
So, yeah.
Tony Romo is gushing over the matchup of this year's Super Bowl quarterbacks. He's like you on steroids. He likens the battle between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes to a fictional matchup of Michael Jordan facing LeBron or Jack Nicklaus taking on Tiger. Romo says that if Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl, he'll seal up the GOAT discussion probably for forever. But if Mahomes wins again, the door stays open. Is Tony Romo right?
Okay, so let's review the last time we heard from Tony Romo. I believe Chad Henne was under center on a fourth down play for Kansas City, and Tony Romo said, they're not going to snap the ball. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not a real
play. That's a play. That
and then
matter.
They snapped the ball, and then Henne threw the pass, and that's how Kansas City won the game. Now, to Romo's particular position here in this GOAT conversation, which is a thoroughly manufactured, absurd conversation. If Mahomes wins a second, is there still a conversation? Well, sure, because if you're going to get to three or four or five or six, you got to win two. So, yeah, it's ongoing. But you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger a little while ago having two. He got two when he was 26 years old, I believe, in 2008. How many has he got now? He's got two. Anybody talking about him as the GOAT? No, nobody's saying anything like that. The GOAT, to me, by definition, is all time. What are you talking about? Patrick Mahomes all time at 25.
Well, it says the door stays open for discussion. And I think Romo's point is brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I think the involving of other sports and great athletes, other GOATs, is a great discussion as opposed to the lame discussions which don't take enough into account when people have these usually. Romo's taking a lot into account. And by the way, there's one matchup that wasn't fictional. Michael Jordan's first NBA Finals was Magic Johnson's final NBA final. So I think that was his, ninth and final one. So we have seen that sort of, I don't want to say passing of the torch, but, you know, one guy's on the escalator up and one is on the escalator down. GOATs, all of them that he mentioned in his discussion, Romo. So I think he's on to something here. Yes, I'm pumping the brakes whenever people start talking about Kansas City winning five or six or seven. All this stuff is stupid. It was like, you know, Miami Heat winning five or six or seven, and they'll stop. But when you discuss it this way, with a little trepidation, I think Tony Romo has put the best conversation out there on this topic.
Okay. There's a long way to go from 2 to 10. Brady's been in 10. Long way to go from 2 to 6. Brady has won 6. The guy with the second most appearances is Elway, and it's only 5. All right? Again, this is an all-time conversation. Let's bring in Nicklaus. Okay, this is Nicklaus, but it's not Nicklaus against Tiger yet.
Not yet.
It's Nicklaus against Greg Norman.
Yet.
It's Greg Norman who Nicklaus said was going to be great and was going to be number one, and he was number one, and he finished with two. I'm just saying, Mike, GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Stop talking about a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Don't go there yet.
Literally.
A lot of pitchers came up with bad arms, going to be the greatest pitchers of all. Ask Matt Harvey.
Yep.
How's he doing? The NCAA has a rule that every team going to the NCAA tournament has to test negative for 7 consecutive days before traveling to the tournament site in Indianapolis. This has led some coaches, notably Tom Izzo, Chris Mack of Louisville, to wonder whether teams should participate in their conference tournaments. Because if they get positive tests from there, they're out of the NCAAs. Izzo said, quote, as I look at teams that have a legitimate chance to get to the Final Four, like Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, Michigan, Iowa, Virginia, why would you play in a conference tournament? Would you rather win the Big Ten or the NCAA, unquote. So, Wilbon, should college basketball play its conference tournaments?
Yes, of course they should. Your dear friend Jim Valvano, how did he get to the Final Four and win the championship? He went and won his conference tournament. And the only way they were getting into the tournament was to win the conference tournament. So that's a no-brainer. You know how much I love Izzo. We would just have to have a knockdown, drag-out disagreement over pancakes on this one. So no. And these conference tournaments produce money. They produce teams that get to the Final Four. So you want to just say, oh, you know, ACC, we'll just take Virginia and I don't know who else is up there, and everybody else can go home. No, because one of those teams could win the conference tournament and therefore qualify ultimately for the Final Four. No, this is a no-brainer. I understand it's hard.
Okay.
I understand other things may happen. I get all of that. You play. Suppose teams just said, we're not playing in our conference tournament. Then what are the teams in the 3, 4, 5 slot supposed to do? What are we talking about here? Play them or
call
the season off.
Let me know when it's my turn. Is it my turn now?
Maybe.
First of all, Izzo told The Athletic this thing.
Okay.
Second of all, I think he's talking about teams that would just qualify anyway. Like, these are really good teams that are going to be invited anyway. I think the easy solution is take the conference tournaments and kick them up a week, or take the NCAA and kick it back a week. But if you can't do that, I understand this. It's sort of like a college football player saying, I'm not going to play in a bowl game because I want to play in the NFL. In small conferences, like where Binghamton is, the America East, it'd be great to win something like that because you're basically one and done if you get to the NCAAs. But in the larger conferences, here's the problem, Mike. The longer you spend at a conference tournament, the more you expose your players, your coaches, your staff to the possibility of coronavirus.
I disagree with that totally.
And if you test positive on a Wednesday and you can't go to the tournament, you have no chance. I don't think this is crazy.
They can keep you in a hotel with only the team and the staff and keep you out of the rest of the world, okay, which has just got virus everywhere, the better off you are. Coaches know if you can sequester your players and your staff, you keep them away in the main from the virus. You can't do that on campuses or people are going home. Yeah. No, you're 180
degrees wrong in this. I don't think you can do it with these tournament sites.
Huh?
I don't think that you can do it in the tournament sites. I mean, I just don't think so.
They stay in a hotel.
Let's take a break.
I know you don't, but they do.
The Texans say they have no interest in trading Deshaun Watson. Not even for Trevor Lawrence.
And the Miami Heat were just in the NBA Finals, so how should they feel about a 6-12 start? You're in an attic! You have sealed yourself in an attic. Have you gotten the virus?
No, I haven't gotten it, but I am afraid to go out. I'm afraid to go to a conference tournament because that's where I'll get it.
That's their attic, dope.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Time for another war of words. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
The Jaguars would be blank to offer the number one pick for Deshaun Watson.
They would be impetuous. Now, let's be clear on this. Houston is saying that they're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, but we're just going to put this in because this is a game that we play. When you go back to people at Clemson, they all say the same thing. They say Deshaun Watson was great, Trevor Lawrence greater, bigger, stronger, bigger arm even. There's 25 to 28 teams in this league that would throw over their quarterback right now for Deshaun Watson, and I am including Seattle, Green Bay, Tampa, and Baltimore in that. But this guy, Trevor Lawrence, is alleged to be like the pick of the decade. There are very, very few teams out there that would not take Deshaun Watson. Kansas City is one of them. And then you get into maybes, Mike. Maybe Arizona wouldn't. Maybe Buffalo
yeah, Arizona
wouldn't.
Would.
You know,
Buffalo
okay, well, maybe
not.
Buffalo wouldn't. I mean, maybe the Chargers wouldn't. Maybe Cincinnati wouldn't. If it's me, I'm going to make the pick of Trevor Lawrence. If I'm Jacksonville, I'm going to make that pick. He's going to cost me less money in the short term, and he's 4 years younger.
The Jags would be smarter than usual to make this trade. Smarter than usual. Now, they were pretty smart as far as I'm concerned with the hiring of Urban Meyer. One of the few times I like the college to pro, you know, transition. And so this is a time where the Jaguars will get it wrong so often. They got it right with the head coach. I would trade and take Deshaun Watson absolutely over Trevor Lawrence. And I love Trevor Lawrence. I'm taking Deshaun Watson. I know what the results are with Deshaun Watson. I don't know what the results are going to be with Trevor Lawrence.
I'm staying with Trevor Lawrence. What's next?
The Miami Heat should feel blank about where they are.
They should feel sanguine. Now, where they are is bad. They're 6-12. They've lost 5 in a row. In the East, they're only ahead of Detroit and Washington, which are really bad teams. But they have been hit so hard by coronavirus and by injuries at this point. I want to get these facts straight. Jimmy Butler has missed 12 out of their 18 games. Avery Bradley has missed 10. Tyler Hero has missed 7. They've used 13 different lineups, Mike. These are the five people who started the fourth quarter for the Miami Heat last night. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, KZ Okpala, and Precious Achiuwa, and Tyler Hero. That's not an NBA team. It's just not. So I think it's going to turn around. They were in the finals last year. I think it's going to get better.
It's going to get better, but it may be next year. They should feel lottery bound. And that's what they could be. Tony, only three teams have worse records. Detroit, your Washington basketball team, and Minnesota. Yeah. That's it. I mean, this is hard to recover from. And by the way, no one should be criticized. The turnaround and coming back into a new season and not being able to have a healthy Jimmy Butler, this is sort of foreseeable. If you didn't foresee him being 6-12, you can foresee him being, 7-11. They weren't going to be good. They weren't going to get off to a good start with the illness and injury. You were right about that. But, Tony, maybe you just take an L this season, and I know a Pat Riley-run team would never do that. But if they took an L and they wound up high in the lottery, I don't even know who's going to be at the top of the lottery. But Miami has nothing to be ashamed of. It's not like they're tanking. I'm not suggesting they will tank. But this could work out in their favor, I'm just saying.
I think they're going to go up quickly, steeply. Mark my words. This game is over. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Eagles' new coach makes a bold statement about his quarterback options.
And Jock Peterson is leaving the Dodgers for paradise.
Paradise. Is that
the
what
friendly
we call
confines.
It?
He's getting
is that
what that we big 55,000 seat mausoleum, and he's coming to the friendly confines, baby.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday, Marc Gasol. Not Pau Gasol, his older brother, but wait, he's coming. Marc Gasol was drafted by the Lakers. He never got to play for them because he was included in a big trade in 2008 that sent him to Memphis for, among others, Pau Gasol. Yes, Mark was traded for his own brother. Pau went on to win championships in Los Angeles with Kobe Bryant. Mark went on to become a three-time All-Star in Memphis, NBA Defensive Player of the Year in 2013, first-team All-NBA in 2015. Nobody knows this because nobody knows Memphis is in the league. Oddly enough, Marc Gasol went to high school in Memphis. In 2019, Marc was traded to Toronto, where he was on the championship team. Now he's playing for the Lakers, finally, having come as a free agent, getting 19 and a half minutes a game, 4 points, and close to 5 rebounds. Pau Gasol played with Kobe, Marc Gasol plays with LeBron. Pau and Marc played together for Spain in the Olympics, and they won 2 silver medals.
You know, Tony, instinctively, I think I'd say Pau had the better career individually, but Pau was never first-team All-NBA like Mark was. Mark's got these two titles, one in Canada, which makes him part of like another national team his whole life. I mean, they had unbelievably great careers. I guess Powell a little better, six-time, you know, All-NBA, but Mark came from behind pretty well, still playing.
Happy anniversary, San Francisco 49ers. On this day 26 years ago, the Niners blew out the Chargers 49-26 at the Super Bowl in Miami. Steve Young had a Super Bowl record 6 touchdown passes. This was the 49ers' 5th Super Bowl title, their first in 5 years. The previous 4 were built by Bill Walsh around Joe Montana. This team was also built by Walsh, but coached by George Seifert and driven by Young. After years of being in Montana's shadow, Young had the stage all to himself. Montana had moved on to Kansas City. The most memorable video from this game actually occurs on the sideline, not on the field. Young asked gleefully, "Would somebody get this monkey off my back?" And linebacker Gary Plummer obliges, lifting it off in pantomime and saying, "It's gone forever." Indeed it was, and Young was later elected to the Hall of Fame. More importantly, though, he's been a regular guest on this high-quality program.
The monkey, really, was Joe. I mean, Steve Young, people have no idea. I have some idea. I was covering the NFL for the Washington Post then. I was out there a lot because they were the team. You know, they were the Warriors of football then. And Joe just was so bad to him. And Steve Young was so gracious the whole time. It is one of several reasons I have always rooted real hard for Steve Young.
A melancholy trails to John Chaney, the longtime head coach at Temple and the winner of the Division II National Championship before that at Chaney State, died today at age 89. John Chaney was a force of nature during a basketball game, prowling the sideline, staring down referees with the evil eye when he felt he was wrong. Chaney famously got into shouting matches with fellow Atlantic 10 coaches like John Calipari when he was at Massachusetts, Jerry Gimelstob at George Washington. Chaney was a giant in the Big Five. He put Temple back on the basketball map. He coached the Owls to 5 NCAA regional finals and to 17 NCAA appearances. He won 516 games at Temple, each one playing his matchup zone defense. He had the number one team in the country in 1988. In all, Chaney won 741 games in his coaching career. For all that and for the practices he routinely held at the crack of dawn to instill discipline, Chaney was elected to the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Tony, in a lot of ways, John Chaney reminds me of Greg Popovich. There's this real gruff public personality largely, and people can just be, oh my God, I don't want to be near that guy. And then if you were around, and I was around, and you got to sit with them and know them, there was no better company than either one of them, than Pop or than John Chaney. At the Final Four every year for more than a decade, I was one of a few people who was fortunate enough to be around John Thompson, John Chaney, George Raveling, and we would sit and have dinner that would start at about 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. It would go until about 4 in the morning. There was nothing better. I can't believe we've lost John Chaney.
There's no errors today, and we go to the big finish. The Lakers lost to the Pistons. Wilbon, that's not significant, is it?
No, it was the second night of back-to-backs, and AD didn't play. No, significant only to the Pistons and people in Detroit. New Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni says Philly has 2 top-notch quarterbacks. You agree with that?
No, they have 2 quarterbacks. I'm not going top-notch.
Right.
Ken Griffey Jr. will be a special advisor to Rob Manfred with an emphasis on diversity at the amateur levels of the game. Is that a good choice?
Ken Griffey Jr. is top-notch, and this is a great hire to do exactly that. Jock Peterson left the Dodgers to sign a 1-year deal with my Cubbies. You like the deal?
He is essentially the same player as Kyle Schwarber, who signed with Washington. It's a good fit, I would think. Last one, the Jazz go for their 11th straight tonight. They host the Mavs again. Who you got?
Donovan Mitchell, questionable. I'm going to stick with the Jazz, Tony. I'm not going against them like you always do.
I love them. I'm not going against them. We're out of time. We'll do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here in SportsCenter.
Kylan Granson at the Senior Bowl. Shout out. Your cousin's in the attic here. Talk.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is... Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.